Developers are looking at purchasing 39.67 acres of land at the site of the dilapidated Arkansas Services Center building on McClellan Drive in Jonesboro. The commission was told yesterday the land would actually be split into two parts. Gary Harpole is the chief operating officer for Halsey Real Estate Company. He's also former assistant to former Jonesboro Mayor Doug Foreman and has been an unpaid consultant in the move to place a convention center and adjacent hotel in Jonesboro. Harpole explains how the land would be split.
The current state of the economic development agreement to be executed by all parties, yet to be executed, but as you know, there's been part of the negotiation has been to take this land and basically divide it into two parcels. Where the A&P Commission would retain 15 acres of this 39.68, and then the balance would be entered into with a land lease to the developer. So basically you will retain 15 acres that you would have the capacity then to do whatever it is you choose to do with. You could do ground leases, you could resell a parcel at a time, you could resell in block. I mean, it would be yours to get the return on investment you felt best necessary.
Arkansas State University, the State Department of Human Services, and the State Department of Community Education have agreed to sell the property to the Advertising and Promotion Commission for $1.1 million. City Water and Light in Jonesboro is loaning the Advertising and Promotion Commission $4 million to buy the land. The remaining balance will be placed in an escrow account, as Harpole explains.
And the way this works is, in order to protect you and the city from any kind of exposure about saying, oh, well, that's going to take more money, we've changed our mind, the way this is set up and structured to work financially is this. You've got the $4 million that you allocate. City Water and Light's willing to take $4 million. They would take the $1.1 million and buy the land from the state of Arkansas. The balance of that money would go into an escrow account. And then the developer will come in and take the building down on their dollar. They'll do the abatement, they'll take it down on their dollar, and once it's finished, to the satisfaction of the city and code and all those kind of things, once it's taken down and done, then there's a mechanism in place where that escrow money will be released to the developer. And if they did it for $3.5 million, they've got a little extra cash to offset some of their other dirt work. If it cost them $4.5 million, they put $500,000 more of their own money into the project up front. But you don't release anything but the $1.1 million and whatever closing costs are involved. All you do is buy the land. The rest of that $4 million that you will agree to pay back to City Water and Light sits in an escrow account until the building's down, the asbestos is abated, the site's clean, and move forward. That protects, we put that in as a layer of protection so that if something happens, and I have no reason to believe that it will, but again, we're talking about just fiduciary responsibility to the folks that pay the A&P taxes and knowing that you want to be, you know, responsible. It puts that layer of protection that if for any reason somebody comes in and halfway takes the building down and walks away, all you've been out is the $1.1 million.
And Harpole says there will be a lease that's also part of the agreement.
It's a $99 dollar a year, nothing significant. I mean, that's part of A&P's contribution. But
that's
as far as the control, maintaining ownership.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the 99 years, that land and the improvements on it will revert back to the A&P.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it's a 99-year ground lease for that. So they will control that portion, just like you control the 15, but you will own, they can't sell it.
The city initially considered a different site for a convention center at Race Street and Fair Park Boulevard. Last year, the John Q. Hammonds Company offered to sell a tract of land to the city for $4.3 million, but the deal fell through when a New York holding company said it held the right of first refusal for the property. The current location of the proposed site is attractive to developers because of its proximity to the Highway 63 bypass, which is a future Interstate 555. It's also located within a mile of other hotels that line the busy bypass, which sees thousands of motorists daily. The site will likely not only consist of a convention center and a hotel, but also would have the potential for development of other businesses on the site, like restaurants. The Jonesboro Advertising and Promotion Commission has until September 18th to review the plan, as it is under a due diligence phase of the agreement. Harpole tells what actions need to take place during the due diligence phase.
There's a series of documents between you and the developer, between you and City Water and Light. You know, there's a series of documents that that Mr. Waddell has prepared that A&P needs during this 120 days of due diligence period, needs to have the city attorney I know, look at it, because the city is subject to it. But I mean, it one of the decisions, again, kind of working through a bullet list in a minute, that you guys will need to do is, you know, do you want to 100% rely on the city attorney to do the review for the A&P commission, or do you want to get an additional attorney to take a look at it outside of the city attorney? But there's a series of agreements that tie into that ground lease and that installment agreement between you and the developer and you and City Water and Light that during this 120-day due diligence. The way the deal is structured, City Water and Light made the offer back in April. The state and the various entities countered back. City Water and Light countered back again, and they wound up taking that particular price and entered into an agreement that was accepted by the state on May 22nd for $1.1 million. From that time period, from May 22nd, City Water and Light and A&P had 90 days to get their board approval. Really, City Water and Light board approval. Ultimately, if you guys vote to move forward, then their board would then go take their official action.
And the commission did vote to move forward with the project. The next steps for the commission include a land survey of the site, which will be done by Haywood, Kenward, and Bear of Jonesboro at a cost of $2,400. Also, the commission voted to pay $8,890 to M-Tech of Little Rock to develop a plan for asbestos abatement and obtain bids for demolition of the Arkansas Services Center building. Before the deal is finalized, developers must prove they have the money available to move forward with their end of the deal. Harpole says the deal has numerous protections and contingencies to protect the city and its taxpayers, and also allows the commission to pull out of the deal if there are any parts that make the commission uncomfortable. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.